Hello, and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of May 16th.
May 16th, which was my pup's 97th birthday.
Right.
Monday, he turned 97.
Wow.
I know.
He's, like, really close to being on Willard Scott's, I guess, competing morning show, so maybe you won't submit him. Is Willard still alive doing the jam 100-year-old?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Okay.
They just shot him at his
They
ranch.
Just shot him?
No. Sorry, I had camera training today. They just shot footage of him,
okay,
I believe, at his, like, Montana ranch or something
right.
like that.
I imagine Willard Scott in Montana.
I imagine Montana is full of men
Willard
named
Scott.
Willards.
Yeah, true. Well, it is quite the time to be alive. I just want to give a quick plug. By quick plug, I mean say this is just such an embarrassing feat of the human race, which is Pornhub, a site that I have never been to, nor do I endorse, today came out with what I honestly can't tell and did not investigate whether or not it's true, but a, like, Fitbit of sorts and workout routine involving
Ooh.
Sex. So I just want to put that on the
and
table.
And it is called a...
It's called Bang It. A Bang It. It's like a Skip It, which was a childhood toy.
Skip It. Oh, I love Skip It.
Were you good at Skip It?
Of course I was.
I was
very,
like,
light on my feet.
Right. I was mediocre at Skip It.
It kind of got old after, like,
yeah,
30 minutes.
I was like,
you know?
I don't want to keep... After 40 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
I mean, it got old.
You used to skip it for 30 minutes?
No, I mean, you would, like, get into the mode, you'd perfect it, and then I'd go and play football with the boys.
Oh my god, that seems just like a lot. Well, anyway.
It was active.
Good for you. You were like, an active child.
I could see you not liking Skip It and being like, because you had to move from activity to activity.
Yeah, well,
so
I'd like,
feel like
skip
you were
it
like,
for 45 seconds.
You were like, this is fun, got it, on to the next...
Another reason it is a great time to be alive is because the creator of the excellent album called What a Time to Be Alive, hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
God.
For those of you who don't know, that is Aubrey Drake Graham. Elle, how'd you feel about Mr. Ob's performance?
He is really stinking funny. He is really...
Okay, I just want to call you out on saying stinking funny.
Because my mom, because I want to say more graphic words, but I'm
trying
sexual. To clean up my...
Your
mouth.
Mom's yelling at you, too?
For your mom and my mom's sake.
Man, maybe we got to ban the moms instead of cleaning up our mouths. Anyway, no
such
disrespect,
haters.
Mom. No disrespect. But today, when we were texting, I don't think that this is just for our moms. If I had a dollar for every time while planning the podcast tonight that Ellie texted me cool beans, I would have way more money to go out tonight and get, like, real nice fancy drinks.
And you know I say cool beans in person now.
Oh my god, what? Why?
I say
wasn't that on, like, a TV show when we were kids?
I think you're thinking of Beans, who was the character in Even Stevens.
Right, which
but
we've really talked about
but
before
we
on
the
show.
Before, but there is someone who said cool beans.
I know.
And I don't know.
I think
I picked it up from someone in my friend group who...
You should
I'm
cut
not
that
sure,
person out of your friend group.
But I definitely say it to my boss, like, hey, Ellie, can you do this? Or can you make sure you're on this call? And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool beans. Like,
and he's like, you're not a professional.
And he's like, I'm sorry, how old are you? But yeah, cool beans. So,
okay.
I thought Drake was hysterical. And I'm not even, like, a super Drake fan, but man, he has great comedic timing.
Great comedic timing. I think that, I'm distracted because
okay.
I was trying to look up cool beans. There's not a real clear
owner.
There's not a real
of
clear
that
owner.
Phrase.
Nobody invented it. So just take it, maybe, actually. Anyway, so.
I will take it.
So. Drake is hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
And he's really great at making fun of himself.
That which
I
was just going to say. That's the best part. So his monologue, for those who didn't watch. Well, first of all, you should watch, because I told you in the email last week that he was going to be on.
And
so...
It was worth it, people.
Yeah.
Watch it.
But, so in the monologue, he managed to do two things at once. One was... make fun of himself in a hilarious way by making fun of all the memes that people always make of Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And make what was, like, a weirdly legitimately good song.
Good rap song.
Yeah.
Good whatever. His,
yeah.
What would you call his genre?
This is a great question. I'm really glad you asked. So I think there are multiple Drakes. It's not like I've ever thought about this before. No, I think there are multiple Drakes. You have moments where Drake will, where he is a little bit more rappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of rap Drake.
Right, rap
Then
Drake.
You have Drake the crooner.
He is a crooner.
Because he croons hard and he, like, wants to tell girls. I don't know if you saw, but he was on Ellen this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of pub.
Yeah.
That's what we call it in the industry for his new album.
That's not just an Irish bar. That's right. Pub.
It's pub. He's doing pub for his new album. And he was on Ellen, and she plays Never Have I Ever
mm-hmm.
pretty frequently with guests, and she was playing with Drake and Jared Leto. And one of the things was Never Have I Ever, because Jared Leto also has a band, and it was Never Have I Ever profess my love to a girl in a song. And so Drake obviously had to say he has, because he has this whole, like, litany of songs that are basically
totally.
Just him professing his love to different women. And then... They're my favorite Drake, though. So I have a clear favorite Drake. And my favorite Drake is by far Latino Drake. Like, Drake gets real Latin.
But he's not even Latin.
He's 0% Latin.
Like, he but my has favorite no
Drake
Latin roots.
Is Latin Drake because he is so
it's a little
good.
He's
One
a little
Dance.
Spicy.
One Dance, that song, as I said, Song of the Summer, is so spicy.
Very spicy.
And it's just like, and also I like Latin Drake's dance moves.
Yeah.
Because it's like
you
how
just,
I
you
would
just
dance
did a little
if
bit.
I
yeah.
was Drake, you yeah. know? And then also, so his monologue was awesome. Then he had some great skits. But I think my favorite part of the whole thing was his two musical performances. My favorite thing about Drake is like he really makes me feel like my terrible dancing, which my dancing is terrible, could make me still a cool human. Because people think Drake is cool.
Now, I mean, if we learned anything from the Bling Hotline video...
The Bling
that,
Hotline? Hotline. The hotline is blinging
you
no
know,
matter what way you order
know
it.
Music,
right.
in quotes, is not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
Current music.
Did you think his name was Drake for a while?
Drake. Drake.
Drake. Yeah, that's Latin Drake, actually.
Yeah, that's Latin Drake. Oh, yeah. He does kind of have, oh. like, the very, like, he does have dad moves a little bit.
Like, dad. I told you that at work. Did I tell you this? So I had to make our video at my old job for the firm-wide retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I made one of the partners, so, like, high up, obviously, person at our firm, do the Hotline Bling video. And I have, weirdly... probably not weirdly or surprisingly to anyone who listens to this podcast, Timberlands and a big red puffy parka.
No, I mean,
right.
I know you very well,
right.
and that's par for the course,
right.
as far as I'm
that
concerned.
That I, like, will wear, that I'll obviously wear with, like, little skinny jeans and some silk top, but mm-hmm. I have both of those. And so I had him wear the red parka, the Timberlands. I got him up on a table in our conference room, and I put different colored backgrounds behind him, and then I rewrote the lyrics to be about my firm. And had another friend of mine who's a super talented singer do the song. So I just really live into my Drake, my
it's
love
amazing.
Of Drake. Can I tell you a few of my favorite things about Drake?
Are we playing that game right now or what do you
No, I just want to tell you some things about Drake. We do have a game where
okay,
I'll
tell me your
involved.
Favorite things and then I think we need to
we
I
can
think
play
we'll
our
go
game.
Into the game.
Yeah.
Because I think this will be a natural segue.
Segu or segue? Did I tell you that one of our listeners Segway. Wants to make t-shirts for our show, but she wants them to say Segway, but then she realized, like, she had the whole concept thought out, but then she realized when I put Segway on a shirt, people will just read it, and it will say Segway.
Exactly.
So it's not a funny shirt concept.
Right.
It doesn't translate well to print.
I think I've said this on the podcast before, I want to start a side business of t-shirts, because I think we could just come up with really funny t-shirts, and stupid people like our friends will buy them. Like,
stupid
I want to make...
people like our friends,
I wanna,
like our only listeners that
yeah,
we're alienating.
I love you guys. So. No, but, like, if I made a cool design t-shirt that said hashtag team cheese, like... Tell me people wouldn't buy that.
There's a whole company that does that. I can't remember, because I almost bought the shirt that said some lyric from the Beyonce,
like,
Lemonade.
Like hashtag.
I ain't sorry.
Hashtag,
little fingers up,
like,
in the air.
Black China.
Boy bye. Oh, I think it said boy bye. Yeah, you want to make t-shirts that say hashtag Black China?
I told Allie this.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Yeah, you told me.
I told Allie this. My family this past weekend was had a long discussion about Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and my dad...
I'm so proud of your family.
I know. It was really like a big bonding moment for us, and my dad is on his iPhone going, wait, how do you spell it? B-L-A-C-K?
Yes.
China? And we're like, oh my God.
You're like, actually, no, neither of those things. Right? It's just B-L-A-C and China with a Y.
I was like, Dad, don't do this to yourself right now.
I know.
And he was like, but I want to know.
My cousin is kind of Maddie Cyrus, so one of my cousins is an internet celebrity of sorts.
Kind of like ourselves.
Yeah, but bigger. Like, he asked Miley Cyrus to prom and got 1 million YouTube views. And anyway, so Maddie Cyrus is quite into celebrity culture in the way that I am. And he made our family go around at Thanksgiving and say which Kardashian they're most thankful for. And my dad, yes. It gets to my dad, and he goes, I'm thankful I don't know what a Kardashian is.
Oh, and now your dad is British?
I know, why is my dad British?
That's amazing.
Anyway, it was really funny.
That's awesome.
So I just want to make sure, we can talk in more detail about Aubrey. But actually, that is one of my favorite things about Drake, is that his first name is really Aubrey. And somehow, this little, like, nerdy actor boy named Aubrey from Canada has managed to make everyone in America think he's so cool.
It's really,
like,
quite the feat.
People walk out. I was just looking, and you know how the NFL draft, they now get to choose a walkout song?
You said
so this. Many people pick Drake. Like, cool people think Drake is cool. Not just me. I'm not the only person who thinks Drake is cool.
And I think that's the key.
He's just himself.
That's the key is, you don't actually have to be cool. You just have to make cool people think you're cool.
Right.
And me saying cool beans, probably not helping myself.
Right. Well, also, you need to find a friend like Lil Wayne who will, like, give you street cred. That's like me. I'm your Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Allie actually does give me so much street cred.
Right.
Like,
I'm wearing a really hardcore shirt right now. It has a skull on the back.
Yeah.
And really, Michael B. Jordan inspired athleisure pants.
And you're wearing athleisure pants.
Nike, obviously. Well,
and I'm having flashbacks to when we went to brunch at Miss Lily's a few weekends ago, and Allie had, like, this really cool, I called it felt, but it was suede, right? Mm-hmm. Felt hat.
Swatty hat.
And, like, her hair was, like, awesome.
It was
and
fake.
I know.
It was hair extensions.
I didn't realize that until halfway through brunch, but...
But I mean, the fact that you have hair extensions.
Allie looked really cool, and then there was me with, like, my mom jeans and, like, my mom sneaks because my feet hurt, and it's just, like, you're just helping me along.
Well, I just wanted to give a shout-out to,
Mom jeans?
No, to Miles, the guy who sold me these pants. He works at the Nike store. I actually should have told him. I might go back to the Nike store this weekend and tell him to listen to our podcast.
I have those pants in black. You know that, right?
Yeah, but okay. He would 100% listen to our podcast. Okay, so Miles was checking me out at the Nike store.
Checking you out?
Actually, he was both. He was both.
You want to go back and get his number.
He was physically swiping my card and swiping my card.
Yeah.
Wait, there's actually a weirdly good story that I totally forgot existed in the world
until
right now. So, Miles was checking me out at the Nike store, and I love Nike, and I was like, you know what? I need some sweatpants, and so I went.
Adult sweatpants, that's what they are.
Right. So I went and got some, and Miles was checking me out, and all of a sudden, he sees me I pulled out my phone, and I clicked, like, the lock button, and it had the new Chance the Rapper mixtape up, like, the picture of it, and I was listening to it, and so it had it up, and he goes, oh, sweet. And I was, like, started laughing, and I was like, oh, ha, ha. And then we started talking about the Chance mixtape and Chance's last mixtape, and then it came out that he played basketball. He was very tall. I was like, you're so tall. And he said he played basketball in college, and anyway, all this whole thing. And
that's the natural segue of when you'd be like, my podcast partner.
I know, and I should have. And so anyway, because
he said, podcast.
He goes, when did you, or where did you go to college? And I said, Harvard. And he said, I really regret it, but I was recruited by the Harvard coach, but I didn't think my SAT scores were high enough. And then I came to realize that, like, actually they were. And I think anyway, so all this is to say that Miles was checking me out, and he was then asking me, like, who my favorite basketball players were. We're having this whole back and forth. I bought the wrong size sweatpants because I don't ever try things on in New York. The lines are too long, so I get home and try them on.
I feel that.
The wrong size, so I was like, crap, I might as well go back right now. So I went back, and I exchanged them. Miles wasn't there, but as I was leaving the store, I ran into Miles and his mom on the street.
Wait, I think you're going to end up dating Miles.
Miles is 22. I'm not going to date Miles, but he's really cute and nice.
Age is just a number.
It's just a social construct. Anyway, so speaking of basketball and Drake, this is actually the perfect segue. Into the fact that this is the NBA playoffs of my dreams.
It actually is, and I'm upset because I have not been watching as much as I would like to. I'm catching some of the games here and there.
Yeah, catch them.
Gotta catch them all.
Left and right.
But yes, these are two awesome matchups.
Well, and I think more than anything, I think the best sentence I've ever written is the one from our email last week where I said, no matter what happens, the NBA title is going to go to either Russ and KD, Steph Curry, mm-hmm. LeBron bringing a title back to Cleveland, or Drake.
Aubrey.
Like, what? I cannot lose. I feel greedy, to be totally honest. It's a win-win situation. I mean, at this point, it seems pretty clear that it's either going to be... It's going to be Cleveland against...
Cleveland against...
Golden State or Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But it seems... I mean, at this point, Cleveland's, like, up 2-0. They look amazing.
Drake... obviously isn't playing, but I mean, like, Toronto, yeah, I mean, Cleveland is playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, but so we're gonna play a little game.
Let's play a game
called which buyer for the NBA title is this.
So succinct. Right. What a title.
Yeah, it'll become viral.
So basically we're going to go back and forth with some facts, and the other person will have to determine if that fact is about Russ or KD, which we're treating as a package deal.
Right.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
LeBron.
Right.
Or Aubrey. Drake. Right. Graham.
Right. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Or the opposite. What is the opposite of the apocalypse?
Could you imagine the four of them on horses?
I would like to. And I am right now. Okay. Do you want to go first? Hit me.
Okay. Which of those individuals mm-hmm. is his favorite chick flick, A Walk to Remember?
Definitely Drake.
It is Steph Curry.
Oh, God. Of course, Steph Curry. Steph.
That's not even my favorite chick
Maybe
flick.
It is because he's from North Carolina, and all of What's-His-Face's Nicholas Sparks movies take place in North Carolina.
That's true. Is that Nicholas Sparks? Yeah. Or is that...
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love that movie.
That's a tearjerker.
Holy
Big time.
Crap.
Big time.
That was talking, a peak Mandy Moore.
Talking... Yeah. Can we talk about where is Mandy Moore right now?
Unclear.
All right. Tune in for next week. We're going to find out where Mandy Moore is.
Mandy Moore...
Along with Sinead O'Connor, who again went missing and showed up again.
The only time I ever see Mandy Moore is she's actually frequently in photos with Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights.
Fair.
So, she's alive.
Okay.
For all who are interested. Okay, here's mine. Was born in Northeast Ohio.
LeBron.
Trick question. LeBron and Steph Curry. They were born at the same hospital.
No effing way.
Yes. Okay.
He was born in Ohio?
Yes. Ugh. There's a really great, I think ESPN or something wrote a story. It's so good about, like...
Them being born in the same hospital?
Yeah.
That's freakish.
It's so crazy.
That is really crazy. Okay. Let's see what else I got here. Which one of those individuals has their name, mm-hmm. like, the person's name, the famous person's name, is tattooed on a real person's forehead?
Oh, God, I think I saw this.
Like, across the entirety of this person's forehead.
I'm gonna go with LeBron.
It's actually Drake.
I was mad at
that. Says, at the end of 2011, as an still unnamed woman in Los Angeles walked into a tattoo parlor and got Drake's name printed in bold, capital letters across her face. Although unconfirmed, the young lady was reportedly inspired by the lyric, "Tap my name so you know it's real," from Drake's song Free Spirit.
She's an absolute idiot. Oh my god. Okay.
Dude, that's so stupid.
Their dad was a security guard. Was slash is, I actually don't know. I didn't even Google this, I just know this. A security guard at the Smithsonian.
Katie.
Yeah, I know. That was like a, I just wanted people to know that.
That's pretty cool.
It's just, and not only that, he continued to be, and also it's embarrassing I didn't have to Google that, because I just knew it, but he continued to work, like, he could still be a security guard in the Smithsonian. Definitely as of, like, 2 or 3 years ago he was. Even when Katie was super rich.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Katie's fam is strong. They're good.
Wait,
they're
so
good
that's, people. And that's Wanda's husband.
No.
They're not together.
Yeah. Mm. But he's both Tony, my arch nemesis on Instagram, and Kevin Durant's dad. That's a whole other
that's
story.
That's a whole other story.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, oh yeah, I have some good ones in the back here. So, this player could still be Drake.
Playa. Say playa.
Household, they watch a lot of cartoons, including Tom and Jerry, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Family Guy.
I'm gonna go with LeBron. He has three little kids, two boys, a little girl.
Yeah, that was easy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was about to be over three and I was gonna be so depressed.
No. That was pretty easy. He seems like a cartoon kind of guy.
Was 140.59 in high school.
Ross.
How'd you know that? Did you find that same fact?
I might have. He's a wee. Okay.
Winner take all, last one.
Okay. This person... Wait, I can't do this one. This person has a stake in Liverpool... In the Liverpool Football Club. The English Premier League.
Drake.
LeBron.
I literally have gotten none right. I got LeBron in the cartoons right.
I actually feel
right.
really good about being able to stump you because I was so
you
nervous.
You got really good facts.
I have another one that I should just give. I'll just give the fact afterwards for kids.
Okay, yeah, I have a couple too. That famously couldn't bench the bar at the combine. If for those who don't know, the combine is kind of when they all go and get their like vertical tested.
I want to say Kevin.
Yeah,
because he has arms like me. I mean, when you have longer arms, it's harder to bench press. People
I mean,
don't
he
get
also.
That.
Still has really tiny arms. Like, he's so skinny and so good. It's so crazy. There was a video I was like the NBA posted the other day that was Steph and KD, because they must both be like captains or whatever of their team with the officials. Yeah. And they kind of did the whole like manly dap thing at the beginning. And they lean in to do the like fake half hug thing. And it looked like Steph was a small child. But they were both so skinny. Because it's basically like somebody just took Steph Curry's same body and stretched it out eight more inches.
And like maybe like just a tad darker too.
Yeah, but I mean it's like so nuts. He's so tall.
He's so skinny.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, that's
it's a good series.
This is the debate that a lot of people are having in Philly because we got the number one draft pick.
Yeah.
About Mark Ingram from Duke, who we're looking at to draft, that, like, is he too skinny?
Right.
But then my dad's point is, because my dad knows everything,
right.
of course.
He
my
does.
Dad's point is, I mean, look at Kevin Durant.
And Steph Curry. But, I mean, I think that Philly, it's a hard choice, because they've...
We really should take Buddy Hield.
Nerlens Noel went well. That wasn't terrible.
No,
Joel Embiid at Kansas.
It sounds like he's supposed to be healthy finally, but I've been hearing that forever.
I mean, he just grew so quickly. He's so huge.
Yeah.
A Buddy Hield pick would be
Okafor
good.
Okafor is kind of a little bit of a dumbass,
yeah.
if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Wait, but I just wanted to share this with you. This isn't a question, but when I was reading up on Russell Westbrook, it said that during the offseason when he was at UCLA, he and his brother...
Ray,
but Ray's full name is like Raynard or Rayard or something.
Yeah, of course.
They would run the sand dunes of Manhattan.
Wait, have you never seen Russ and Katie? I remember we talked about Katie's really boring HBO special.
Series. That's how you know. Yeah.
So he went out and ran the sand dunes with Russ. in LA, and that was also the summer he broke his foot. It's like, Kevin, you and Russell have different
bodies
and different athletic ability. Like, I'm not knocking you, Kevin, but you aren't Russ, so don't do what he does.
Just stop.
But Ray's a fighter. Ray's a fighter.
He is a fighter.
And so my other two things were that both Drake, I was going to ask who has starred in a major motion picture.
LeBron.
You would have said LeBron, but also Drake. Drake was the voice of Young Mammoth in Ice Age Continental Drift.
Which, please, makes remind everyone, sense. Ice Age Continental Drift was what? Ice Age number 4?
I don't even know. I hate cartoons.
LOL.
And then my other one
can't be in the James household, then.
Right. Ugh, I'm okay with that. Was that they met their wife in high school.
Oh. Steph. Right?
And LeBron. LeBron and Savannah went to high school together. Steph and Aisha.
His wife's name is Savannah?
Yeah.
Pretty.
Steph and Aisha just met in high school at church camp, but church then, camp. Went apart while Aisha went to pursue her acting career.
Should we be going to church camp to meet
I'm actually not kidding. When my roommate from New Orleans and loyal listener who... She wasn't even very into basketball. She went to Syracuse, so she was into college basketball, and just naturally, like, it was such a part of the school culture, but she wasn't into NBA, and then I started turning her on to the Curry family, and she's so obsessed with them. But more than anything, when we started reading about their relationship, we both hit this moment of, like, oh my god, do you think we need to start going to church camp and to church? Like,
yeah.
I know.
It's a thing, man.
Yeah, people meet there.
It's a thing.
They met there, and then years later... He was out in L.A. while training for the draft and Facebook messaged her and said, I'd like to meet up. They hadn't seen each other since high school. And she was kind of like, all right, dude, whatever. And then they met up and now they're married.
I'm going to Facebook everyone I know when they go home.
Yeah.
just kidding. What?
I didn't even, I like literally an important work email popped up as you said that and I wasn't even listening to you.
So like, let's move on. Let's talk presidential.
I actually, yes.
Or do you want to talk?
No, let's get presidential.
Let's get presidential.
Actually, this is a good segue. Let me back us up and segue really well into there. So, basketball is an important sport and there are important leaders within the basketball community. One of whom is Marcus Cuban. And, again, I like to make everyone's name more formal on the show. Who knows
his name is? His name is definitely not Marcus.
Okay. Mark Cuban. And he came out this week and said that, quote, about Donald Trump, quote, I think he did open a door. I think he set a path for entrepreneurs, for business people to run for president. Mm-hmm. But I hope he doesn't shut that door with his actions. So all that is to say... Mark Cuban is clearly thinking of running for president, which got me thinking, oh my god, could this get worse?
Does that mean Dirk Nowitzki would be, like, Secretary of State? Like, what does that mean?
No, probably Ambassador to Germ.
Ugh, not good enough. Yeah. This really is, like, a little bit scary. Like,
this is a thing.
So, yeah, so Trump is now making everyone think that they can run for president, too, if you just have a ton of money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, what would the worst case scenario be for you, people, individual-wise?
This literally just popped into my head. I think Kate Gosselin would be a really terrible president.
I really actually dislike her because
I know
she's such a fame whore.
And or tan mom. O.J. Simpson wouldn't be very good, but I don't know that you can run if you have like a felony conviction.
Who else?
This is a sad game where you can play who would be worse than the current nominee of a major party. And have it be a real thing.
Who would be
On Jon Favreau and...
Johnny Football would be maybe one of the worst.
He can't run though. He's not 35 yet.
Oh, good point.
Thank God for the law. God bless the Constitution.
What do you think? But like, okay.
Unfortunately, Drake can't run because he's Canadian.
Damn. Aubrey for president. Well... Here's what I'm thinking. So I just had a flash of Matthew McConaughey being president, because for some reason when you said over 35, I was like, Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
But, like, what would... Let's think. Like, worst case scenario, actor or actress. Who do you have?
Tom Cruise. Mel Gibson would be a pretty fucking terrible president. But honestly, how different would Mel Gibson be from Donald Trump?
But he is a patriot.
He fought for the revolution.
He fought for the revolution.
Yeah. So true. Oh, man. So true. It's so funny because on Jon Favreau and Dan Pfeiffer's podcast, which is honestly the only podcast I've ever loved and listened to because Jon Favreau's voice is so sexy and Dan Pfeiffer's really funny. But they were saying, do you want a president or do you want to vote for Kim Kardashian for president? Because that was basically like what Donald Trump is. But I honestly think Kim would be a better president than Donald Trump. Mainly,
I don't know if I can agree with that.
Can I say why?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Kim thinks she should be president, and I don't think she would make decisions that were erratic or nuts. I think she would actually rely on advisors, and I think she has a level of, like, humility and grace about her that you can laugh, but that Donald does not. I actually would vote for Kim Kardashian over Donald Trump.
Okay.
I'm saying this live.
I see your point, and I know we sent out the poll that said that people would rather, like, prefer getting lights to voting for Donald Trump.
Well, it's temporary.
Yeah, it's temporary. Thank God.
Right. What about herpes versus Trump?
Now we're getting too graphic.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I understand your point about Kim Kardashian, but there's something very scary about having Kanye West that close to the presidency.
Right. But Kanye is like, so Kanye on Ellen, I also sent out the video of Kanye on Ellen. Right. Kanye has this shit, but like, I think his vision, despite the fact that how he's gonna get there might be crazy, I think his vision for the country is one of equity, and like, he believes in people and he believes in creativity and he believes in inclusion.
Yeah.
He tends to like go off on Twitter. But I would honestly also, because he's high, but I would still rather have Kanye closer than Donald Trump. I'm trying to think of a person I would want less than Donald
Trump. That you would want less than Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Let's think.
Like, Kate Gosselin.
You keep cutting. Yeah.
I don't know. I actually never even watched that show.
She would be pretty bad.
There's definitely somebody worse that I hate more, and I just can't think of them.
I'm really thinking of, like, reality stars. I just flashed to, like, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa. Like,
yeah, she wouldn't be great.
She would be terrible. She'd be pretty terrible.
She'd be pretty terrible.
But yeah, I mean, they're
like, maybe Pauly D would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep hating on the Jersey Shore whenever I go to this. Definitely some historic real world characters would be really
awful.
Would
be really, really terrible. Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe Trump isn't the worst.
Any of the Bachelor or Bachelorette. Many of the Bachelor or Bachelorette contestants would probably be terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the thing is, Donald Trump is one of the only people who's been as openly kind of, like, bigoted, homophobic, or I guess he hasn't been homophobic, like, racist, misogynistic, all these things where it's, like, with Kim and Kanye, maybe not the sharpest tool. I think Kanye's actually really smart, but I think maybe Kim isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. But if she hired some good advisors, I think she's a kind, like, nice person and would make some nice decisions if, like, forced to.
Right.
Donald, I actually he doesn't care about anyone or anything. I think that's the thing. I have no idea what he stands for.
Well, and what's really scary about him, I mean, it's, you know, you're a grown man, you're a quote-unquote successful businessman, but, like, your main form of communication to the world is bad mouthing other people and putting
Twitter only.
And putting down other people around you
exclusively,
and I guess that's not something that I don't think any of us need to get behind.
Right.
And I also, well, we sent out the interview, obviously I'm a little biased here, sent out the interview that CBS did with his daughter Ivanka.
Yeah.
And that whole thing is very confusing because we know Ivanka is a successful businesswoman, very, very intelligent, very put together, and
makes great shoes,
went to Wharton, knows her shit, and yet, like, how is this unbelievably, like, powerful, quote-unquote, leaning-in woman connected to this man who makes fun of how females look?
Right, and how people with, like, any kind of intellectual or physical disability are, or any base-level human thing. The fact that she came out on national television and had to defend her father as not a groper, imagine if you had to... Well, first of all, if I had to ever utter those words, I'd be like, bye, Dad, I'm running against you. Yeah. TTYL.
Yeah. And she could run against him.
I mean, that's the thing. It's so frustrating. And whatever, she might be right. Her dad, I mean, obviously he trusts her. He's made her a huge part of his business. Like, even in a universe in which he is not a crazy, like, complete misogynist as she tried to spin it in a way.
Right.
And that might be true. But that doesn't mean that his behavior is not still, even at, like, the, at best, unbelievably entitled and demeaning.
And immature.
And immature.
Frankly immature.
I honestly, when I read his tweets, I have to double check because I also follow a parody account of Donald Trump.
So do you follow the real Donald Trump and the fake Donald Trump?
It's like Donald F. Trump and Donald J. Trump or something. Yeah. And so I have to double check that I'm listening to or I'm reading the right one. Because there are so many times where the Taco Bowl one was such a good example, because it was as though a third grader had written it in, like, a Mad Lib. It was like, Taco Bowls are great. I love Hispanics. It was like a robot. I was like, is this really something that many people read? And we're like, yeah, good idea. Anyway.
God help us.
Donald Trump's had a busy week, though. He's been beyond campaigning. He was also at the University of Pennsylvania's graduation.
His daughter, Tiffany, how many kids does he have with different women? I knew because my little sister goes to Penn,
right?
And she sees her around sometimes. Yeah. Tiffany, who's his daughter with Marla Maples,
right?
Who's beautiful,
yeah.
And Tiffany looks a lot like Donald.
She does, and like Eric, his terrifying.
And
son.
Like Eric, and apparently, word on the street is that Philly isn't cool enough for her, so she often goes out in New York.
If I saw Eric Trump in a dark alley, I would run the opposite direction. He reminds me of the evil, of the really, really Opus Dei guy in the Da Vinci Code.
Yes. Wait, yeah. It's also funny that you just said that because Jackie gave me a late birthday present early this week.
Jackie, our
other political correspondent in the field.
Yeah.
And one part of the gift was a fanny pack.
I saw that on Snapchat. Yeah.
Yeah, that had burgers and pizzas on it, and I can't wait to use for all my summer activities. Cute. And then the other was a book of pickup lines, which I'm sure, like, people have seen.
Should we do a live reading?
Yeah, we probably should. But one of them was, I know it's dark in here, but I am one of the best-looking people here.
Imagine Eric Trump whispering that.
And it's like still a wonder that
I'm single. You know, I want to know my best pickup line that I've never used on anybody, but
I want to. Hit me.
Want to come swimming in my gene pool? But I've never used it. For unknown reasons. Donald wasn't the only famous celeb at Penn's graduation.
Correct.
It's quite a battle of the parties.
Correct. Including my little sister's new boyfriend, by the way, who was also at Penn graduation.
Right. Today. And one of my best friends, two of my really good friends, one, Marin. She was graduating from Penn Med.
Our favorite doctor-to-be.
Right. And then another friend, Egan, who was graduating from Penn Med and Wharton at once.
As overachievers do.
Yeah.
But yes, you are right. Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden
cleaning his aviators all day.
He is literally the man. Joe Biden was, also present and everyone, was making a fuss over both the Trump and Biden clan. Joe Biden's granddaughter also was graduating from the undergraduate college.
And the speaker was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Their speaker, exactly, was, of course, the creator of Hamilton, which I still haven't seen.
Yes.
But we know all about, and we know how obsessed Ali is.
Speaking of Joe Biden, I just want to let you all know that this week, Us Weekly did 25 questions. You know how they have that segment in all their magazines with Joe Biden?
CBS did a note to self with Joe Biden.
I saw that. Yeah. Joe's really out there right now.
Joe's like, Joe's getting that pub on.
One of my favorite things that he said, obviously he loves ice cream, we all know this, is that number 11, my biggest vice is chocolate chip ice cream, no mint. And then...
No mint, sans
wait,
mint.
This is my favorite one, because Ellie, you'll love him.
I do love him.
Number 12, my wife Jill is a Philly girl and a diehard Flyers fan. Speaking of Drake, and then he says, I love meeting children when I'm on the road. It brightens my day. And then number 23 and 24, this sounds like Harry, to be totally honest. Number 23 is my favorite drink is orange Gatorade, and number 24 is my favorite meal is pasta.
Stop. His favorite drink is orange Gatorade?
Yeah. So Lin-Manuel was the speaker. Lin-Manuel but these speakers are fancy and getting expensive.
They're getting really expensive. So we were looking at an article today about kind of like what these universities are paying to get these people to come. Yeah. And it's kind of absurd. So Rutgers paid journalist Bill Moyers $35,000. And Bill Moyers spoke after Obama, who of course spoke for free. Houston, University of Houston paid astronaut Scott Kelly $35,000 for this year as well. And a few years ago, let's see, when was this?
Who was your grad speaker?
Oprah.
Damn!
And Soledad O'Brien. Both of which I've now met in terms of CBS
stuff. Wow, Ellie, you're so cool.
And I said, Soledad, I spoke at your graduation. I wasn't born yet. I was like, you spoke at my graduation, and you know what she had to say back? She goes, oh yeah, I remember, that was a crappy day. And I was like,
was it raining?
It was really, really humid.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, okay.
She was your class day speaker?
She was the class day speaker, and then Oprah. Who did you have?
My class day speaker was Christiana Amanpour, which is that's equivalent to Soledad, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my graduation speaker was John Paul Stevens, like the 97-year-old Supreme Court justice.
No.
I didn't go to either of them. 2 years beforehand had been, or 3 years before.
Will Ferrell?
No. It was...
The Will Ferrell Harvard commencement speech is still one of the best things I've ever seen.
So, I think, obviously, I'm biased. I love Ali G's shows. I love Ali G's commencement speech.
Oh, Ali G.
And then, so, 3 years beforehand, they had Bill Gates as class day speaker, and Bill Clinton as the freaking commencement speaker.
That's a big year.
And then my favorite commencement speech, I don't know if you're a commencement speech sucker, but I love them. I love them so much. And, well, I love speeches. I, like, own books of speeches. They're probably, like, one of my favorite...
pastimes?
Mediums. No, and just in terms of, I like speeches more than I like, I'd rather listen to a really good orator give a speech, which is probably why I like Jon Favreau so much. But he's responsible for some of the best speeches in recent history. But all that is to say that, J.K. Rowling's Harvard 08 commencement speech. If you have not watched it, is so fantastic.
Okay.
So fantastic.
So I'll ask J.K. Rowling.
I watch it every year.
You've obviously seen Will Ferrell, though. Okay.
So, no, but J.K. Rowling's, she was the real commencement speaker, not the class A speaker. Yeah, yeah. And it's just a really good mix of Harry Potter-y anecdotes, but she does this really awesome thing of weaving together...
everything.
The way that magic, even not in the Harry Potter sense, but like magic and mystery play a role in your life.
And luck, right? Play
a role in your life, and it's really beautiful. And then this year, at my other alma mater, there was a great commencement speech by Sheryl Sandberg.
And Sheryl Sandberg did Harvard 1 year too, and she was really, really good. I think the year before I graduated.
She
was great.
She did Berkeley's this year, and she gave a great speech about the loss of her husband and what she learned in loss. And I think even if you haven't had that level of loss, I think it's a really good speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a pretty impressive lady, and I'm sure this past year has been really tough for her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to quiz you on this.
Okay.
How much do you think that the University of Houston paid Matthew McConaughey to speak last spring?
$50,000.
$166,000.
Wow. This is like the whole Bernie Sanders, Hillary, Goldman Sachs thing. Damn, should we become famous enough to just give speeches?
Yes, this is the goal. Why the fuck are
am I trapped in this closet?
Why am I sitting in this closet on my third Coors Light, people? Jeez. No, I mean, that's absurd, including his $10,000 for his airfare.
So wait, like, he lives in Austin, though. Where the fuck was he flying
from? I don't know.
From?
Maybe
excuse
he was flying
my language.
From, like,
sorry.
Yeah, we just got real in here.
I'm really angry. Nobody's ever paid me anything to speak, like, for them ever. Else.
Well, it says, okay, so then it says Katie Couric similarly.
I saw her this week. She was doing an interview at Brooklyn Roasting Company in Dumbo. Yeah.
That's such a great venue.
I know.
Now that I'm going.
I'm so hip.
Now that, yeah.
Actually, you should do interviews there. It's really cool. They have like a whole area that you could do it at.
Yeah. I feel like we've done that. I like that.
That's cool.
So University of Oklahoma paid her. This was 10 years ago. The University of Oklahoma paid Katie Couric $110,000.
How much do you think? Obama can't take money now, right?
No. But okay. Both speakers reportedly donated their fees to charity, but their costs sparked a debate on whether colleges pay way too much for pageantry. I think a lot of these people, especially in the case of if they're giving you some sort of honorary degree, I feel like it's...
Wait. Thank you.
I feel like it's fair if they are like, okay, obviously we'll pay for your airfare, we'll pay for your accommodations. But like, Matthew McConaughey doesn't need $160,000.
I mean, right.
He better give that to charity. Are you kidding me? It's an honor to speak at someone's
commencement. I totally agree with that. I don't think, you know, I'm obviously going to become famous and obviously going to give lots of speeches.
Ally C. Show.
And I
help you write your speeches since I won't be giving speeches?
Right. Yeah, you will.
I'll be the videographer based on
your camera. No, but I don't know that I would accept money, but I actually, it's funny because I have a running joke with one of my good friends from work that's about how much we want to just rack up honorary degrees someday.
Yes.
Just like honorary degree on honorary degree on honorary degree. Because what does that even mean? Like,
do you put that on your resume?
I don't think so.
Does Aretha Franklin put her honorary degree from Harvard on a resume?
Right. Aretha Franklin.
I bet you Meryl, because Meryl seems very together. I bet you Meryl has a resume.
What? Do you think Meryl has a resume? I'm going to spend all weekend writing a fake resume for Meryl Streep.
What if you just.
It's complicated. Baker, I make excellent chocolate croissants.
What if you just put like Meryl Streep in like a burner cell phone number?
Yeah.
Like, I'm Meryl Streep, period. Get over it.
No, it's really, I love commencement speeches. I actually, one of my parting thoughts for listeners is Jon Favreau actually tweeted out. I know I've been plugging him a lot, but as we all know, I've been in love with him for 9 years.
I was going to say, I mean, you're really in love with Jon Favreau,
I've been for 9 years. But anyway, so he tweeted out a link to Sheryl Sandberg's speech.
Mm.
And he now runs a speech writing consulting firm in LA. Fenway Strategies. I wonder if he wrote the speech.
He works with Tommy Beter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also was on their podcast 2 weeks ago.
I
thought you were going to say I may or may not have tried to like hook up with Tommy.
No. Although TMI, if that had happened, yeah. I would talk about that. Right. I'm pretty sure I had to send Tommy Beter a Christmas card.
Oh, right. Christmas card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? All right.
My strategies.
Well, we should go be normal social adult humans.
Maybe we'll actually
hot well. Young fangs on a Friday night. I'm going to use my Gene Pool pickup line. Bye, y'all.
I'm going to go somewhere dark and try and pick someone. Bye.